the manipulation of various parameters. These parameters are the values which should be open for access by the user. It is possible to draw conclusions from the analysis of sound to the possibilities of sound modulation. Therefore, the first item to analyze or to consider is music. Computer music instrument, and I change here the words to music instrument computer, which shows the way of my talk. So I start with music. Silence, noise, and sound are the most basic elements of the phenomenon that is music. What music one wants to hear is an individual decision. Each has his own likes and dislikes. In the first place, music is a matter of taste. An instrument, acoustic or electronic, is a tool or a machine to make music. Any of these tools are designed with a special intention. The basis of this intention is a certain idea of sound and tone color. One can say that the instrument is a mechanical or electronical construction of a sound idea. What should my instrument sound like? How can I construct the sound? So I now to the point, acoustic sound. Sound is nothing more than pressure differences in the air. One can hear sound, but one cannot easily see it or even touch it. The behavior of sound is a space in a space is complex and depends on the physical properties of the space. Thus, any visual representation of sound must remain abstract and is necessarily a simplified model of the real situation. The special character of sound is that one cannot see it. To the next point, digital sound. A computer calculates a chain of numbers which can be played by a sound card. Acoustic waves are simulated by combinations of algorithms. Such mathematical processes are abstract and not visible. The same like sound. An audio application can run within a shell process or even as a background process. It does not require any visual or even statistical feedback. And now I'm defining the instrument as a combination of sound and an interface. At the point where one wants direct access to the sound manipulating parameters of a software or instrument, one needs some sort of an interface. The construction of the interface is derived on one hand from the tone color of the sound. On the other hand, the interface has influence on the playability of the instrument and thus on the sound aesthetic itself. The instrument is the connection of sound with an interface. So, the classic acoustic instrument. A classical instrument like the violin or the piano is very old compared to the computer. The structure and operation of acoustic instruments has been optimized through years of usage. One could say, then, that the instrument has a balance between optimized playability and a characteristic tone color. Every instrument has its unique sound. Now, the universal computer. From the start, the computer was developed as a universal, flexible calculating machine. The universal computer works with calculating operations and algorithms. Alan Turing proved with his invention of the Turing machine that every problem which could be mechanized can be solved by a computer calculation. Otherwise, the computer ends up in an infinite loop and without result. The Turing machine, like Alan Turing proved, does not stop in this situation. It is obvious that the computer can solve a huge amount of problems. So, the computer interface is divided into hardware and software interface. The hardware setup of an ordinary personal computer is a keyboard, a monitor, and a mouse. Software interfaces are programs which can interact with such hardware. The clarification of this concept makes it easy to deal with the complex possibilities of the computer. And now to the final part we want to discover is the computer music instrument. And the computer music instrument is, like I said, a combination of the music, the instrument, and the computer. And I took each special features of these things to make a combined definition of the computer music instrument. When one wants to use the computer as an instrument, one must combine the features of an instrument with the features of a computer. One needs to create a balance between playability, unique sound, and the special character of the computer, that is flexibility. So now I stop here with my little introduction to the problem of the interface. And now I'm presenting my little audio application, which is called FUI. Actually, the project FUI is, I don't know, a couple of years I worked on this idea. I wanted to make a software where I can program a unique and graphical, simple interface for mouse interaction. It should be it should be simple in the first place and focused on a visual feedback. So this is one of the first versions of a FUI application. It ran on Windows, like you see. I used the plib GUI, which is a OpenGL GUI. So the problem of the GUI is rather complex, because on the web there are a lot of GUIs, and you can use it depends on which GUI you want, and when you have a GUI, you can mostly use it only on this machine and not on this machine. So I decided to write my own GUI, which should run on Windows, Macintosh, or Unix machines. That's because I decided to use OpenGL. So this looks nice colors, but it was slow. So the next version of the GUI was more experimental. I used bitmap icons to represent the GUI parts, the different parts. Here's something like a button or folder, I don't know, linked lists. And these rectangle objects are the representation of samples. So, like you see here in the first picture, from the start I used a two-dimensional area, and rectangles or other 3D objects were the representation of a sample within a time slice, but I describe it later. So, and that's more or less the last one of the last versions of the GUI. I made the GUI more simple and try to open the program for different kinds of interfaces, not only the GUI, which is visual, but also the terminal, which is the ordinary interface to a Unix machine, or in fact the terminal is one of the oldest interfaces to a computer. So I try to use the text input too. And this is more or less the last version of the GUI, of the FUI application. I use an OpenGL, very simple OpenGL GUI, rendered in a window, in an extra window, and I use the terminal for command line input. So now I'm changing from Windows to Linux, so I have to reboot. And before that, I want to thank, of course, the Linux the conference team, then Anne Forterstent Satucci for the help on the paper, and especially Marco Piatkowski and Alice Klöte from Berlin, which helped me a lot to port the FUI software to their version of Linux distribution. That's called II, but you will see. So, rebooting now. I hope it works. While this is shutting down, I can say I developed FUI on OS X on a very slow, on an old Pismo PowerBook with 500 megahertz, using the GCC environment. And it's pretty slow. I don't know if someone has OS X on a Pismo. It's not easy. So I try to make the whole full application as small as possible with very simple. Okay. Oops. Unfortunately, I have no mirror of the external monitor, so I have to look on this video beam. I started FUI, which is still in development. The title is Terminal Rasa, and when I start FUI, I have the, I call it Terminal Rasa state, because when I start FUI, I have just the command line, the FUI started waiting for command line input, and what you see here is that I started an audio RPU, I used real-time audio. Actually, I tested port audio, jack, real-time audio, FMOD, which is a game audio RPU from Firelight Technologies. I tested a lot of audio RPUs on my Pismo, but unfortunately I had problems to port it to Linux. So I'm only using real-time audio, which is pretty great, but I think you know it. So the terminal rasa, yeah. Maybe I try to explain the FUI application uses two types of interaction or interface. The first is the terminal. When you start the program, you're just in the terminal mode, and you can within the program I have an object running which is called PET. It is the pseudo emulated terminal. So I try to emulate the normal terminal functions or the Unix-like behavior of a terminal into my FUI application. So I try to emulate like Unix-like commands like ls into the FUI. So you can use ls for listing the directory where you are. You can use cd for browsing the hard disk, and a couple of other commands for controlling the FUI and the audio. So this is my folder of the with the samples. Okay. Now you know PET. And I talked about a GUI. And to open the GUI window, I just have to type open. There's the GUI. Oh, this is big. Put it here. Now, here you can see both interfaces to the FUI application. Yeah. So this is actually the audio part and the GUI part of the FUI is pretty simple. It's just a looping sequencer. I can load samples, arrange them within a time slice of the sequence loop, and I have some simple effects on every sample. So every sample group is organized in sequence groups. So the first thing I have to do is to load, to create a new sequence. Why I? So here I have a new sequence. I just do a second one. Here you can. Here's a list of the. Oh, this is really slow. Unfortunately, I had problems to compile the NVIDIA driver for this computer, so it's the OpenGL running is pretty slow here. So now I'm loading some samples, and then you can hear some stuff. Yeah, this is okay. This is how it should be. That's okay. So, like you can hear from the sound, the whole project is very experimental, and also the samples are very experimental. So, these are. Some hard disk noise on this. I think it's pretty self-explaining. Oh, this is strange. This is strange noise. Da kannst du nichts machen, ja. Das ist Masse Brumm. Ja. Ist gut. So, this is some strange noise. I don't know, from my hard disk. So, I have. Unfortunately, you have always have to switch from one window to another to make the real command line when you want to use the keyboard. I don't know why it's some kind of bug. I don't have it on OS X, so here it is different. At this tone. So. Oh, shit. Sorry. So, what I did here is using the get command to load a sample, and there are two ways to use the pet commands. You can list the files, and you see the files are numbered, so you can choose to write get and just the number, so the pet searches for the number and takes the file name, or you can also write the file name, the whole path of the sample. So you can pretty fast load samples into the audio application. And I'm using the terminal only for file browsing and for loading files, because implementing something like a text and a command line input output as a GUI is pretty complicated. So I try to just make the stuff I want to do. I mean, when you have a terminal, you can use it. I don't know. You don't have to invent a terminal just to have a GUI. Like a dialogue or something. So maybe I play around here a little bit. So now I have two sequences. You can activate the sequence by clicking here on the sequence number. And now on this side we have some effects per sample. And this is more like a random effect, which is just activate this, then you can hear it. Oh, the rendering is slow. Oh, get used. Okay, this is unstable. I don't know why. So this is effect on all the samples in the group. This is more for fast. Fast changing of parameter. So maybe I take this sample, put it here. So you have this here on the x axis. You have the position within the looping time window, and on the y you can just arrange the samples visually. So you have some kind of picture of the sequence pattern. When I activate the sample, I have here the pitch. Here is a pitch shift effect, which I can mix. And here are some. Oh. Oh, whoa, whoa. So you hear actually before I started the FOI development, I had a special idea of how the music should sound like. That's what I talked about before. So the first part was the idea of sound, of music. So everything which I programmed and developed was I tried to realize this the sound idea. So I had a pretty abstract and I don't know, strange kind of music in my mind. Thank you. I mean, yeah. I just jam a little bit. That's too much for the sound card. I don't know. Sorry, this is really bad. I don't know why. Maybe someone can help me with the implementation of the audio project. I had a lot of problems, I don't know why. I come to the end. Like you can see, it's a pretty intuitive using of the GUI. It's just like you just load samples in and you arrange them by hearing, and you have from the GUI you have a very simple representation of what's actually happening in the time slice. And when not always the sound application starts to produce some strange noise, it's the rhythm is the timing is pretty stable. And you can arrange a lot of small, very intuitive and experimental little rhythmic patterns. And you can play different patterns by just clicking on the sequence buttons. You can arrange some kind of song-like structure or, yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, Frank, thanks for this presentation. Are there any questions from the audience here? I see one hand sign from not the local, but the virtual audience, which is brought to us by Sebastian Reible.
Hello, this is Freak. Antonio Malara, from Pisa, Italy, wants to know, does the y-axis of the interface have something to mean? Does it mean something?
This is a good question. Actually, the y-axis is still unused. I just leave it free for. First of all, I thought about putting the panning or some kind of effect parameter to the y-axis. You can do it, but actually, I found out by playing around with the software. I found out that it's okay when you just have the y-axis free, so you can arrange freely the samples on the on this two-dimensional area. When you have a parameter on the y-axis, you are forced to arrange samples on maybe on one straight line on the window, and so I can more freely arrange the samples like I want to have this visual feedback. Like, yeah.
Any more questions? Not really. Okay, then. Thank you very much, Frank.
Sure. Thank you.
And as you noticed, we are a bit late, so we'll also continue late. Now is the lunch break, and we'll start in 1 hour at 1:45 with a talk about Muse by me. See you then.